When someone sins against us, we have two options. We can either lovingly confront the person or lovingly cover the offense. The question is, how do we know which is the right way to go? Well, in this video, we'll look at how and when to lovingly cover an offense. And in the next video, we'll look at lovingly confronting someone who sinned against us. So, covering sin is taught in the Bible in various places, including 1 Peter 4:8, which says, "Have fervent love one for another, for love covers a multitude of sins." Let me give you a number of questions to help you decide if this is a situation which requires love to cover the sin. First of all, ask yourself, what is my own tendency? Do I have a tendency to confront or to cover? Am I a bit hard or am I a bit soft? And be aware of the way that these tendencies might lead you astray. Secondly, ask yourself, if you're going to cover something, are you just avoiding an issue? Are you taking the easy path instead of the right path? Thirdly, if you're thinking I should cover here, ask yourself, am I doing this because this problem's in my own life and I would feel like a hypocrite if I confronted somebody about this? Fourthly, ask, is it important? Is it a really big thing, or is it just a small thing, a minor thing that I can ignore? Fifthly, is it clear? Is this offense something that's based in the Word of God, or is it just my preference, my own bias, my own cultural norms? Ask yourself, is it clearly taught in the Word of God that this is wrong? Then sixthly, ask yourself, is this a pattern? Is it just a one-off in a person's life, or is this something that's becoming a habit, a constant issue with them? Then seventhly, ask, is it damaging that person? If so, we have a duty to try and save them from themselves. Eighthly, is it damaging other people? If it's just confined to one person, it's maybe not such a big issue, but if it's hurting others, then again, we're probably called to confront rather than cover. Also ask yourself, was it intentional? Did the person do this deliberately, or was it more kind of accidental, unthinking? The latter, then again, would be tempted more to cover. Ask yourself also, what's going on in the person's life? Obviously, if someone's in the midst of huge stress and difficulty in their life, they're probably not in the right place to be confronted. And maybe we can be a bit more forgiving as well about their conduct and the offence against us. And then ask yourself, is this, if I confront this, rather than cover it, will it prevent me from addressing an even bigger issue in the person's life? In other words, if I take on lots and lots of little things, then I probably won't get a hearing for more important and bigger issues. So a number of questions for you to ask when you are confronted with a situation and you're wondering, do I cover or confront? Real men cover what can and should be covered.